Hare Krishna. This morning I got up to I had a dream of Srila Prabhupada. Very nice dream. And as usual, when I have dreams, I write them down. Maybe sometime at some point in the future I'll do something with them. I've been doing that for 25, 30 years, dreams, not just dreams of Prabhupada, but other dreams of some spiritual merit. And as I was sitting here writing, then I got a SMS from Ramadevi in Sridhar Mayapur, and she was asking me to pray to Giriraj for Grahila Prabhu because he was leaving his body. So I did that. I did pray to Giriraj, and then I wrote back to her. I said, "I'll offer my respectful obeisances to Grahila Prabhu's lotus feet," and she said she'd do that. And then she wrote back to me thereafter, saying that she'd done that, and Grahila Prabhu acknowledged it and smiled. And then I went in just to tell Keshav Bharati Maharaj that Grahila Prabhu was about to leave his body, because he also knew him. I didn't really know him so well, I'll explain that. He also knew him. And then by the time I got back here to the room, then I got another message that he'd already left his body. So that's the news. Grahila Prabhu had left his body. I think I'd mentioned earlier about my visit to him when I was in Mayapur. And I actually didn't know him before that. I never met him. For devotees who don't know, he's Srila Prabhupada's disciple, very nice devotee. He's married to a disciple of Niranjan Maharaj, and he'd been battling cancer for quite some time. But I knew of him because from Napareham to Shurabhakti Chintamani and Krishna Sangati, he'd done the indexing for the books. And so I knew that that was a situation. In fact, we were even speaking last year that, you know, would he do the indexing of this book? But then I came to know that, no, actually, he'd gone to Mumbai for treatment. He was possibly terminally ill, although it looked like he was recovering. And so when I was in Mayapur, then I decided I have to go see him. Particularly, I was so busy all the time. The time was going. Finally, just a couple of days before we left, then I went to see him, meet him. He's very nice devotee. He's very Krishna conscious. He was feeling better. We greeted each other and just asked how he was. And he was very upbeat. He was indicating that he was asking me about what was the next writing project. I told him about it. He said he'd like to do the indexing. I said I'd be really happy if he did do that. And he mentioned about coming to New Vrajadam and seeing Radha Shyam and the project. So it was a nice discussion that we had. And my feeling was that was the direction that I felt that sickness was taking him in, Krishna was taking him in, but I didn't say anything about that. And then there was just a harmonium, it was just me and him, and so I chanted for about half an hour, and he sang, he was singing, And then we talked. I talked. I just spoke about Krishna's pastimes in general, and Paul's pastime, Mother Yashoda, and Krishna, Cowherd Boys. He asked some things, or he led on, I don't remember exactly how, to gopis and Srimati Radharani, so spoke some pastimes about that, and he was really relishing. He was very Krishna conscious. He was in great consciousness, and then we really parted. He asked me to pass on his obeisances to Ranjan Maharaj, which I did. Actually, just a few days ago, I gave Niranjan Maharaj on Skype a detailed breakdown of my meeting with him. And then, interestingly enough, last night he sent me a message saying that he talked on the telephone to Grahila Prabhu, and that Grahila Prabhu was on his last pastimes in this world, the last phase, and he was going to be leaving. He said he may leave his body that night. Well, he wasn't wrong. And so I guess now they're doing different arrangements for his cremation, and then they'll have some ceremony. I asked him how old he was. I can't remember the exact age, but he's younger than I. And it seems that Krishna has some other plan for him, some other service for him. Another devotee going back to Godhead, or going to some other place where Krishna wants him to continue rendering the service, perhaps with Srila Prabhupada. Yes, ultimately it puts everything into focus. We may have so many things on our minds, so many problems, engagements, important things. Krishna says, Mrityu Sarva Harashcham, I'm death, and I take everything away. And then all of these other things, they all just go. I just heard my Skype sound, and just my suspicion is that it's Niranjan Maharaj, and it is. And he says, he was just responding to the dream that I sent him. He just responded to the dream, and he didn't respond to he says, I told Guhila that I would call him again today. Sounds like he may not be here to receive it. No, he's not here. But now he concludes, he says, I will be praying. So Hare Krishna, all Vaishnavas, even though we don't know him, let us pray for Grihila Prabhu, to Grihila Prabhu. I think he's in a good place, better place than we are here in this material world. And let's take his example, that we may be called at any time, and we should be ready. We should be ready to go, and we should also be ready to see off loved ones. Hare Krishna.